The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, there's been a significant rise in the number of sanctioned Russian ships known as Shadow Fleet vessels sailing through Irish-controlled waters. The alarming trend has caused the Defence Forces and the Department of Transport to escalate monitoring of these vessels as they pass Ireland. Joining me now to talk about this is Cathal Berry, former TD and former member of the Defence Forces. Cathal, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, you better explain to us what exactly the Shadow Fleet is.
Yeah, so basically it's the Russian merchant navy, really, but there's an added dimension here as well, that a lot of these vessels are very old, very poorly maintained, and they're not flagged or registered with Russia per se. They're actually registered with resource poor countries in the global south. So the same maintenance standards and the same health and safety standards wouldn't apply here. And this is where the dual threat comes in. There's a concern from an environmental pollution point of view, as well as a national security point of view, when these vessels travel close to our west coast.
Now, what are they carrying?
Mostly oil. Obviously, we know that Russia has been heavily sanctioned by the European Union and other countries as well. And it is a fossil fuel exporting country, so it relies on oil and crude oil in particular to fund its war machine based in Ukraine. So it does a lot of exporting via these vessels to countries in the global south who have a very different view of the Ukrainian war than we would here in Ireland.
Hmm. Now, why are they, for a change, coming close to Ireland and passing through our economic zone?
Yeah, so nobody really knows for sure, because diplomatic relations are very poor at the moment for understandable reasons. But it's most likely that they're avoiding the Straits of Dover. So the Straits of Dover is in the English Channel there. It's a geographical maritime choke point, really. It's only about 32 kilometres across. So you can't pass through the Straits of Dover without entering either UK or French territorial waters, because there's an overlap there. So there's an increased risk of being boarded or being seized if you pass through the territorial waters of a particular country. So it's far better for them to skirt around the north coast of Scotland than down the west coast of Ireland. So they're avoiding the choke point at the Straits of Dover primarily, but also they know quite well, and indeed the whole world knows, that Ireland has the most poorly protected maritime waters in the European Union as well. So they're taking full advantage of our lack of resources here as well.
So they're going around Ireland simply, they don't want to be caught and challenged and perhaps seized in British or French waters, and therefore they can sail around Ireland. Now, how close to Ireland are they allowed to come without challenge?
Yeah, so the territorial water limit, and this is an international norm, it's 12 nautical miles. So if they stay outside the 12 nautical miles, they probably will be unlikely to be boarded. And that's their raison d'etre, that's their how they do their business at the moment. But Ireland does actually have a responsibility from a pollution point of view out to 200 nautical miles, out towards the end of our EEZ, our economic waters. And these vessels are skirting down the border of the EEZ. So they know exactly what they're doing. They're steering clear of any kind of state, national jurisdiction, and that gives them free passage, and they can skirt down the west coast. Now, the problem is, if there is a leak, either deliberate or accidental, this would have a catastrophic effect on the ecosystem and the west coast of Ireland. It did actually happen in 2007. Russia's last aircraft carrier, which is currently being mothballed, it deposited about a 100 tons of crude oil 60 miles off the south coast, and they refused to pay for the cleanup as well. So it has happened in the past and is an issue of concern.
And if they refused in the past, when presumably there were more normal relations between our countries in 2007 and indeed with the EU, what of this Shadow Fleet, which is not even flagged as Russian, but in fact is truly a Russian vessel?
Yeah, a great question. So in 2007, it was a Russian naval vessel, their aircraft carrier, their only one. It was being refueled at sea, and it leaked about 1,000 tons of crude oil 60 miles off the Irish southwest coast. And not only did they refuse to pay for the cleanup, they initially even denied that they were responsible. And this really just shows the importance of having a maritime presence, an Irish maritime presence at sea, to build and maintain a maritime picture in relation to what's happening. So if we were properly actually tracking that vessel or any of these vessels, we could actually nail them after and say, look, we can see the slick. It's around your the hull of your vessel, and there's absolutely no denying it. But unfortunately, we don't have the resources we need to properly patrol our airspace and a maritime jurisdiction off our coast.
So what do we need to do? I mean, we do cooperate in the skies with the RAF if we need some sort of air cover or air power to come to our aid. Who would help us police the waters off the West Coast?
Yeah, well, firstly, we should be doing it all ourselves, and there's three components to this. First of all, we need to get our Navy back to sea. So there's about six ships in Cork at the moment, but only one can go to sea at any one time because we don't have enough sailors. And that's a completely unacceptable situation that you can only put one naval ship for an island country. So that's number one. Number two, maritime squadron in the Air Corps in Baldonnell needs to be upgraded for sure as well. They only have two aircraft. This is highly, highly unusual. So we have very few air and maritime assets. And across the European Union, this situation would not be tolerated. I mean, this would be regarded as being highly irresponsible and highly reckless from a geopolitical point of view, because we're inviting these kind of unwanted guests into our jurisdiction when you give off the impression, you give the signals that you don't really care what happens off our West Coast. And the third component, and is very important, to the intelligence services. And to be fair, there has been a significant investment in Irish intelligence service over the last 2 years. In particular, they have a brand new premises now. I won't give that precise location away, but there has been considerable investment in the premises and in the people, and professionalising our intelligence service, which has always been good, but haven't had the resources. If you only have a small few assets, be they in the air or at sea, it's very important that these assets are in the right time and in the right location to prevent an incident is happening. That's why intelligence service is so important.
Cathal Berry, thank you very much for joining us. Former TD, former member of the Defence Force.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.